with Ms. Patrick Hunt, chairman of the 2016 Ryder Cup. First of all, it seems like it's been an exciting week here. Just your thoughts on how it's gone so far for this event and your club.
But really exceeded all expectations. It starts with Mother Nature. We had some wet and kind of cool and windy weather, and it just evolved to be an absolutely picture-perfect Minnesota fall weekend.
Mm-hmm. Do you think all the hard work that you, your people, the PGA, and everybody's put in has really paid off?
Let me tell you, it's the funnest job you could ever have. And, I give so much credit to the PGA. I mean, they are so good at running these types of events. And then I have to thank, you know, the volunteers and the golf fans who want to participate, corporate community, everybody stepped up.
Mm-hmm. What might be, I know you probably want to sit back and enjoy this one for a little bit and catch your breath, but what might be next for this club? Obviously, it's hosted a lot of great championships over the years.
We will continue to execute our mission of hosting national championships. I think what we did this week continues to demonstrate what we're capable of, and I fully expect that we'll be able to be successful with that.
What do you think this has done for golf and golf in Minnesota?
The Ryder Cup's a big thing, and it's such a magnetic event. That it will continue to grow exponentially to a point where you just can't do any more because it's just that popular.
Any figures on attendance for this week, or maybe even sort of the economic impact from this event?
Well, the economic impact is in excess of $135 million. Over 50% of our patrons are attending from out of state, so hotel rooms and rental cars and restaurants, etc. It's been just very positive across the board.
All right, go get to the first tee and cheer
Thank
our guys
you, appreciate
on.
It.